Blog Talk Radio.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really being reasonable, you know we're better.
Écoutez, à midi.
Quelle heure est-il?
Il est midi.
C'est l'heure de déjeuner.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à manger? Écoutez.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really being reasonable, you know we're better. You can't be the queen yet, because you're the queen, because I'm the king. Can't be a queen without a king. You know we're better. We're better than you. We're great creatures.
Brat was good. 9:01 p.m. You know what time it is. Trending live from Marseille, James, Joey P. Midwest Z. 914-290-866 is the number to dial to get into the banter and the fuckery that takes place for a whole hour of your evening. Listening pleasures. July, January 11th. I had that J and that 11.
Slow down, cowboy.
Yeah, I can't wait, right? Can't wait to get out of this moment. Can't wait to get out of this moment right now. Let's move on. Yeah, man. January 11th, 2021. And we're eagerly anticipating Act 2 of Y'all Must Have Forgot. eagerly waiting. Act 2. Football was everything that we asked for this past weekend. It was everything we asked for. The new schedule, with being triple-headed now because they only give them one team a bye, I think it was a pretty good look. It switched up to the monotony of playoff football. You know what I'm saying? So, and I particularly like about it the most, though, the fact that they use the same model of playoff bracket that we use in our fantasy league. Same fucking model.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, no, one that need to get a bye is the person who earned it.
That's it. That's
right,
it.
That's true.
And that's how we've been running this shit for 10 years plus.
Right.
Only nigga that gets by the top seed. Everybody else, y'all can keep fighting. You know what I mean? That's
right.
It.
You'll get out.
Hell yeah.
So that was a small victory for the kid. But yeah, I'm sorry.
So what kind of stood out for me, the seeding didn't mean shit this weekend.
No.
You said that you looked at the seeding and then you looked at the bets. So, I have a bone to pick with you in Buffalo, my nigga. Like, y'all fucked up my card, nigga. I got everything right, dog.
Hey.
Fuck Buffalo, dog.
Hey, man. This is a young team that's learning how to win. All right, it was a
man,
dub.
Fuck you. I saw that $400. I saw that $400.
I'm sorry, sir. We couldn't be a better assistance to you in your moment. But at the same time, these dudes is learning how to win. They're learning how to have quality victories, man. And I'm excited for those kids, man. I'm excited for them boys, man. I was kind of nervous. I'm not even going front because Phillip Rivers, he ain't no spring chicken. Phil throw that rock. He'll pass that ball. Pause. You know what I'm saying? And he ain't scared. He gonna take those chances. You know what I'm saying? So it was kind of rattling to watch it go down. I'm sitting there like shit. Don't be a one and done after
he started. He started slow walking. He started slow walking y'all a little bit. He started slow walking a little bit.
I'm saying, and it made quick work of it too. It was like I 14 point lead, bang. You mean seven, right? You mean seven now? I'm sitting there like, oh shit. Here we go. Don't do this, Buffalo. Come on, man.
It was super refreshing watching Seattle lose. It ain't got nothing to do with Russell. It's mainly just because they're division foes. If anybody was going to win, I'd rather it than the Rams, just because they're the least annoying out of the teams in our division. I say San Fran is probably number two annoying fan base in that division, because Seattle's like the Dallas Cowboys on a smaller scale. Because I can't remember the last time I met a Seahawks fan before 2012.
That's what I'm saying. How is that possible? How's that possible? How are they annoying?
And, you know, like how do they sign you niggas up? But either way, so to see the Rams do it, and they did it with defense, and to really see, you can say what you want to say. I've dubbed him the zesty one.
Yeah,
Jalen Ramsey.
You cannot
that nigga BK in the baby seat.
All cuffs, handcuffs, nigga. Like straight handcuffs. Throw away the key, nigga. You not moving until I say so. Yo, he's done that with every top receiver this year quietly. Ain't made no noise about it, but nobody ate when Ramsey was on the field. No top receiver ate. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta see what D-Hop did.
He had average numbers against him. It wasn't nothing like I don't think he had a 100-yard game against him. But he had like average numbers. Like, you can't hold D-Hop down no matter what. We all know that. There's only a few receivers in the league that you're just not gonna be able to stay in front of all the time. And he's one of them. And I really can't say what his numbers were against him, but there weren't nothing to call home about. You know what I'm saying? It was more the fact that Ramsey's consistency against top receivers has been there every game. And that's the thing about
since
it.
He's
been there every game. You know what I'm saying?
Since he's been in the league, honestly.
That's a fact. And as soon as Fresh Ass came out of Florida State, that nigga was neck rolling at Steve Smith, nigga, as a rookie.
I remember
neck rolling
shit.
And eye rolling,
his
nigga.
Eyes and shutting his teeth.
Rolling his eyes and shit, nigga. Hold on, son. You want to say that over? Some bass in your voice? But, yeah, man, like, hats off to him. You know, hats off to, what's the nigga name in Washington? Heineken. Taylor Heineken.
Oh, Heineken.
Yo. Heineke.
Hey,
yo.
Cooking.
Nigga, that nigga showed a pair of stones out there. Pause. Like, Tom who? Nigga, we balling, nigga. I was like, okay. All right, nigga. Like,
what happened to Alex Smith?
Oh, they ruled him out. He was a scratch.
Yeah, he didn't play at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He didn't play at all.
I didn't know if he got hurt or not.
Nah, he was a scratch.
Nah, he just couldn't. He couldn't run. And when I tell you, hey, I don't know, and I'm a preface this with a slight not apology for my statement, but historically, the Anglo-Saxon quarterback don't move like this. I don't know what the fuck they've been trying to accomplish within the last 5 years, but Heineke got the fuck on that touchdown, and he dove for 4 yards.
Yeah.
Before he got to the pylon. That's some athletic ass shit.
He got some game.
Well,
I definitely give him that.
So, you know, speaking of which, he had that one run. He was about to get hit. Gotta watch my words here. He was about to get hit.
I appreciate that.
And he found a gap and hit him for like 13. Like things
oh,
like,
the shit
but
he ducked
didn't
under.
Even, huh?
He ducked under, like he pumped faked the pass, The defender flew by him. He like ducked yep. over him and ran for like the first. It was like 3rd and 11 or some shit like that.
Right, 13 yards. I said, okay, homeboy, who the hell is you and where did you come from? Damn it. That's so all right. I was like, all right, well, let's watch this game then. Damn it,
facts.
Let's watch some football.
Facts, yeah.
I'm telling you, because after
yeah.
that, my man was like fearless.
That was shocking. I think if he had more practice reps with them, it might have been, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm not saying they would have won, but I think it would have been
different.
Maybe a little closer. It probably may have been a little bit closer.
Yeah, it would have been a bigger game.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I think he would have made more of a game out of it because there was no game plan on it. And that's the thing. When you catch defensive coordinators off guard like that with no game plan, no tape to you know, draw up some scheme against, you know?
Yeah, but if you analyze that type of instinct based on that fact alone, my man could be some trouble next year.
He's probably gonna land a job. If Deshaun Watson doesn't get traded to him, he'll probably land a job. Speaking of that,
I saw that today.
I you know what? I think that would be an excellent move if he goes to the Dolphins. I would just hate it being a Bills fan because I know those are two games that could go either way. He's not going to San Fran.
Going where?
He might end up in San Fran. He might end up in San Fran. You might end up there. I kind of hope he does. I still have love for San Fran in my heart. Like, they've never done anything to cross my path.
I just don't think that's so much well enough.
They better build it around his ass. I tell you that much.
Yeah.
Shanahan's a genius that he is.
So I'm going to tell you this. And then I know we've been bloviating to quote Stephen A. for a while now about this topic. So I'll say this. When you really on the surface, it doesn't look like the deal can get done. I know I posted and I sent a few people the article about the whole Watson for Tua shit. So
right.
It makes technical sense, but then you have to look back at the last time that Caserio, however you say his name, the last time he's actually participated in the trade of a quarterback was Jimmy G. And what did they do? They got him the fuck out of the damn conference. We only want to see you. We don't want to
right.
see you unless the schedule we end up pulling you. So if anyone thinks that this guy is going to trade Deshaun Watson inside the conference,
oh, not even happening. Not even
bugging.
Happening. Shit, I'd like to see him on the Bears or something, too. I mean, the Bears
are
going to
be poetic. Because they fucked that money up.
They fucked, yeah, early on when they were supposed to pick his ass.
Yeah.
So I think that would be a steal for them. If they were somehow able to package all of their quarterbacks and somebody else, you know.
But
I say bring Mitch, you know what I'm saying, not straight up, but, you know, with a package deal, only because Mitch probably can thrive in a system. You know what I'm saying? Mitch
mm-hmm.
like a system quarterback. He's not a playmaker that niggas was touting him to be coming out of North Carolina. Yeah, that's obvious.
Mm-hmm.
He had some playmaking ability, but he got to be structured to a system, I believe, for him to thrive. He like a system
very
quarterback.
Limited.
You know what I'm saying? He was like, it has to be a system quarterback. So I think in the right system, it could work for him. If we bring in that New England style shit, then he's probably going to implement that also. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
For what it's worth. I want to see where Wentz is going, because I have a strange feeling that Belichick's going to try to land Wentz or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That's what my gut is telling me. That's what my gut.
It's going to be Wentz or Garoppolo.
Why would he try to get Jimmy G back?
Didn't want to get rid of him.
Oh, he didn't. That was Kraft and Brady's work.
Yeah. He didn't want to get rid of him.
Yeah, whatever.
That's the insight.
Fuck him either way.
Yep.
Yeah, fuck him either way.
Fuck you, and I hope y'all win this weekend. But fuck the Bills, but I hope y'all win.
Yeah, we got the Ravens, man. That's and you know what, though? I think we could beat them because last year we saw them we lost off a last section, touchdown miss. Like Josh Allen just kind of overthrew John Brown in the end zone.
The
like he drove him down. Yeah, it was an overthrow. It wasn't even an overthrow. It was like he was coming across on like a skinny post, and he just let him too far. So, you know what I mean? It was just one of the he was trying to get him away, trying to throw him open, so the defender couldn't get a chance, and he just kind of just overshot it. So that gave me hope, and that was on a MVP season for Lamar. And what was they, 14-2 last year, something like that? 13-3, 14-2 last year?
Yeah, 14-2.
So I'm sitting there like, if we almost beat them niggas when they was hot last year. I mean, I think our chances is just as good. I mean, I think our chances is just as good as it is with anybody, but they still learning how to win. So it's like, I still have to consider that. But so was Lamar. You know what I mean? So it's like, he just got his first dub under his belt. Such same as Josh Allen did, you know what I mean? So it's going to be interesting to see how they match up against each other, you know what I mean? I'm glad we got the sexy game Saturday night, you know what I'm saying? We had the matinee Sunday, but we got the sexy game. I mean, last Saturday we had the matinee, but glad we got the sexy game.
Oh yeah, prime time.
We were prime time a couple times this year. We was Monday night with y'all niggas a couple weeks back.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't memorable, but I remember.
You remember it, though. No doubt. But, yo, we've been talking enough about it. As you see, Midwest is quiet because, you know, hometown. Hometown didn't produce much this year. Hometown didn't produce much this year. So, you know, it is what it is. It is.
You can't win, every year.
They'll be competitive next year. I like what Joe Judge is doing over there. You know, as long as Danny Dimes don't trip over his own feet in breakaways anymore, they may have a shot. You know what I mean? So it's going to be interesting. Anyway, 9:17. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about your boy, Snoop D-O-double-G, and I wonder what he's been on lately, man, because not even just the wrestling shit that he's doing. But, you know, with the shit that he said about Eminem. Did we talk on that briefly on the last show? Did we talk on that briefly?
We did.
Briefly, okay. All right, well, you know, we don't know if we discussed that or not, but we got to talk about this wrestling shit. Like, is he, like, you know, hitting some midlife crisis, or is he just living his best life? I don't know. It could be looked at either way. But we'll talk about it on the other side. Be right back.
I keep the Pyrex popping, coffee pot dropping, chat line on fire, and they won't stop knocking. No safety on the 40, cause that shit ain't important. Got the J's jumping out the gym, and I ain't talking John Z. Money hustling 4 or 5 days. I ain't saved, I ain't babe. They say I'm stuck in my ways. Ain't no safety on the 40, cause that shit ain't important. Whoa, only thing that matters is that pussy fat that's on a hoe. I got guns like these young niggas, and I use them too. I usually do. Uzi new, shoot like movie crew. Brought a fully Call of Duty, look the dually round. Thought you knew me till I told them put the Cuban down. Ain't nobody gave me none, plucked it out the mud. Ain't no rookie, cook a cookie for you count to one. Narcotic hard body, I go hard about it. Carol City, 50 bodies with the chalk around it. I can send them out to you, tell me how that sounds to you. Send them round the corner, I can send them out of town to you. Ain't no mercy for the rat, love for the snake. Ain't no mercy, black guns, mask gloves, if that's what it is. I keep the Pyrex popping, coffee pot dropping, trap line on fire, and they won't stop knocking. No safety on the 40, cause that shit ain't important. Got the J's jumping out the gym, and I ain't talking Jordan.
I'm from the city where they kill you for your phone.
Whoa.
Make you unlock the screen and then they do you wrong.
Whoa.
Dig in your pockets after bullets break your bones.
Bang.
Detectives know who did it, but it going south. Another body write his name across the wall.
Whoa.
Shut down. minor projects, that's a monetary loss.
Why?
Look at statistics, I'm the chairman of the shot.
Rosie!
I fuck her once, I fuck her twice, now she a boss.
She a boss.
Pissing panties, yeah, they say she was a peon.
Whoa.
I got a pamper, now she my Celine Dion.
Huh.
You go to trial, you better have a bitch to lean on.
Lean on.
Don't cry to meet them, not the terms you wanna leave on.
Boss.
I'm laying marble on the floor we used to sleep on.
Uh-huh.
You get up on, I won't get rest until you be home.
Uh-huh.
Gold chains, black chains, like I would need them. The whole thing, I done came up off a kilo.
I keep the Pyrex popping, coffee pot dropping, trap line on fire, and they won't stop knocking. No safety on the 40, cause that shit they ain't important.
Nah.
Got the J's jumping out the gym, and I ain't talking Jordan, dude.
Whoa.
Whoa. 9:20. Quick turnaround. I didn't know the shit was ending. But we back to him in Lop Mall, Joey P, Midwest, DMC, James, 914-219-0866, number to dial. Yo, did y'all see the video of the nigga in the airport that found that he got on the no-fly list because he was part of the terrorist?
He freaked out.
Yo! This nigga talking about I fought for this country and all this shit like that. Oh, nigga.
Yo, nigga, you also stormed the U.S. Capitol.
Yeah. You threw all that shit away and you just, nigga, fuck out of here. Good for you and everybody.
No
and everybody. Everybody
yo,
getting jammed up with you.
Catching my fuckers off the plane, all that
yo,
shit.
Yo, you serious? Yo, good for them. Fuck them.
Hey,
that's
so
how I feel.
The one out here in Des Moines, they let him get all the way home. The Omaha FBI office was right there waiting for his ass.
Damn.
Set him up. Good.
But
yeah.
do you think anything is really gonna they're gonna get hit with that dime for trespassing in, you know, federal building?
Yeah.
I think under this administration
they
are. I think just to make an example.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I hope
and,
so.
And here's the thing. I see Pence has really softened up since the incident, because you know he was extremely irritated and flabbergasted about his wife and daughter being in harm's way. Hence the conversation that night when they reconvened. I don't know if any of you heard that, but strong words that night from everyone. But long story short, I think that in terms of the ones that they can link, well, the ones that they can directly link to the death of the first officer, because if I'm not mistaken, we have two deceased officers now.
Yeah, two passed,
yeah. And so now we have two slain officers, and anyone they can link directly to those, I think those fellas will get, they'll see a good 40-45 years, if not more than that.
If they can get a clean picture, you're done. Like, they got a clean picture, you're done.
This gas mask, all day. Absolutely. And that's going to be the biggest. Well, but here's the deal. I don't understand how they haven't figured that part out. It's the U.S. Capitol. You know how many cameras are in those hallways? How many HD?
But you ain't got to tell me. I worked in that motherfucker.
Bruh.
Yeah,
I can imagine, because I see how many cops they got around the drink when I used to drive around that area all the time. They have just motherfuckers
when
just
it
posted.
When there was no issue.
When it was quiet.
When there was no issue.
Yeah.
There's 100 given officers out there. You mean to tell me these
people?
All right, anyway. I can't.
Ready to rumble gear. And you trying to tell me... Like, they got video of two officers opening the barricade. So I'm not trying to hear that shit. Like,
fact,
all
right.
These
fact.
Folks. So,
I saw that shit, too.
So locally, you already know, locally, you guys both lived in the DMV area. So locally, we're going to get, we're going to hear, and we're going to get the shit that not really going to make the national, because the national only really care about the big headline. So we get all the underlying stories here. So the most profound thing that has been announced through all of this was the fact that they have been very adamant about really going after, because they know it was inside. They got video footage to show it was inside, and the fact that fellow officers committed this, so it's like it's totally shaking everything. And we alluded to it previous to, you know, our show, as we brought it up, just how it makes an entire party that just 2 months ago were loud, rambunctious, and you kind of allowed this shit to escalate. Y'all thought y'all had the shit under control. Shit ain't under control. So it's just, it's different. Like, 2020 going into this year is just, it's just different. Politically, the energy around the area is different. Like, you don't see all the Trump signs and stuff. Like, I'm in Southern Maryland, so you don't see all the Trump signs like you used to. Got a few diehards.
Them niggas is targets. The niggas is targets now. Niggas looking at y'all. Y'all niggas is bugging.
Yeah,
stuff.
Like,
and they can't.
Ain't no clone the rabbit got the gun.
Right, exactly. Everyone at y'all niggas. Y'all niggas is bugging now, son. And you chill the fuck out. You know what I mean? And I don't know, man. But it's kind of poetic justice to me to finally see white people have to really deal with their own white people. You know what I'm saying? The ones that give them the bad name. You know what I'm saying? Because we know all white people ain't like that. We get it. We get it.
Hey, yo, they set up, you know, too.
Huh?
They set the fuck up, too.
Yeah, they are. They fed up with these motherfuckers because they keep giving everybody else that's trying to figure it out, trying to be part of the solution, a step back, a bad name. And then they get lumped into the same shit like, oh, well, all y'all motherfuckers is the same way. And they ain't hearing that. Well, guess what?
Mm-mm.
We've always been hearing that shit. We all look alike. We all the same way.
Mm.
So guess what? You know what I'm saying? You get no sympathy from us. We sitting back with our popcorn and we like, deal with it. That's your son. We like Melvin. Deal with him before I kill him. Deal with him before I kill him.
You know, I watched an interesting TikTok video about the young lady that was killed. And I didn't realize, cause, you know, this information is slow to get to us. And I don't think it, like we just alluded to, locally they're going to give you everything right away. As far out as you go, it's going to be slower, you know, with the being honest and open or the transparency of it. But I didn't find out till the other day that she was warned. Like, do not breach this doorway or I'm going to shoot. And she breached the doorway, and she got shot.
Yeah.
Why is everybody up there?
Yeah, I mean, hey, no sympathy here.
Captain
Obvious. Last time I checked,
no sympathy here.
I can follow the orders and still get shot.
Fast. You know what I mean? That's why I was like, no sympathy here. I mean, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate somebody died. We're not going to sit up here and laugh at that. It's unfortunate, but I mean, shit. But that just goes to show you how much these people rely on their privilege to just get them out of any situation. This is how much they rely on it, to the point to where they don't believe that the rules apply to them. Bottom line, the rules do not apply to them. And there you go. Look at you. Dead now. You know what I'm saying? Because you thought that same shit was going to fly. But, you know. Anyway, our show isn't about that tonight. Stick of Snoop. If that wasn't the worst Jimmy Superfly Snooker impersonation I ever saw in my life, that was the absolute weakest. I'm just jumping off. I'm just jumping out the back window. Type jump this nigga did. This nigga landed on his feet and fell forward on top of dude. I was like, that was horrible.
Ass.
That was the worst played,
ass.
The worst played top turnbuckle jump ever. Ever.
And you wanna know what's so fucked up? He has a blood relative on WWE. And she's a female. She's a top tier female wrestler who jumps off the top rope frequently. Wrestler by the name of Sasha Banks. Like, that's one of his blood relatives. If you Google her, they got like that same narrow nose, Doberman picture face deal type shit. So it's like, you knew for a couple of weeks that you were probably making this appearance. You could have got a little cousin. Hey, teach me how to jump off this top rope, cuz. And you could have got that shit out of the way, but instead, he did that shit. Look like he had Martha teach you how to do that shit.
Facts. Yo, you saw how long he had to hold that, get his balance at the top of the rope before he actually even stood up? And he was up there for like 5 seconds to make sure that long ass feet ain't slip off the back of that rope, nigga. That shit was.
Oh my god.
That shit was so pathetic. I'm sorry, and Super's my dude. Like, he's the OG of the game, and I respect who he is as a person, but fuck out of here with that one, nigga. Like, you just lost
but
one, nigga.
Been doing what the fuck? Snoop's been doing what the fuck he wanted to do since like 2002, nigga. Like, whenever he started doing the Girls Gone Wild shit, nigga, out the fucking window.
Facts, nigga, yo. I almost totally forgot he was doing that shit.
He does Girls Gone Wild, seriously?
Yeah, nigga.
Yo,
he's crazy.
He had a whole series.
Yo, they was like, not even that. How about, I think I may even still have it to safekeeping. The nigga had his own, like, themed porno. Like, he wasn't in a porno, but he was, like, guiding the porno
style
along.
Or some shit like that.
It was with Penthouse movies, yo. Because I had the fucking doggy style. Yeah, I think it was some shit. I can't remember it, my nigga. But he had some shit with Penthouse, nigga. Straight up. Yeah,
that was on that whole run.
Yo, I'm dead ass.
That was that whole run.
I think because I have a few select, old school DVDs that was like, these shits was classics. I may have to pass these down. You know what I'm saying? Type shit.
Oh, shit.
And, yeah, no, official tissue shit, nigga. Like, yeah. Yeah, it was official tissue shit.
So you gonna hold on to a DVD player that long?
Well, no, good point. Whatever, nigga. You act like you know every goddamn thing. Anyway, it was classic material. The fuck what you talking about, nigga. It was classic material. And the nigga, and it was actually a pretty good, a pretty good show that the adult actors put on for that movie.
Pretty
That's
good
fact.
Fuck film.
It was pretty fucking good. I wasn't even mad at it. I fast forwarded all the way through his parts. I didn't want to hear him talking. Like, nigga, get to the action. You know what I'm saying? But it was all right, though. It was all right. More front.
So do you think we're kind of suffering from, like, Snoop fatigue? Like, this nigga's been he's been on our TV screen, in our headphones for so long that, like, you think we might, like, actually start really getting tired of this nigga? It's been, like, 30 years.
Well, and then more importantly, you gotta factor in he's done like every roast on Comedy Central since like 2015, 2014, 2013.
Yeah.
He hasn't missed one. He's done Martha Stewart. He's done he's everywhere.
Snoop went from fucking St. Ives to Corona, my nigga. Can we? I'm gonna say this right. Shit. Snoop is selling. Snoop is selling.
You think, you know, I thought he's just getting the bag, nigga. He sell out.
He a sellout, bro.
I thought he was getting the bag, nigga.
He a sellout.
Oh, he's getting the bag, but
he a sellout, bro.
Wow, you think he crossed all the way over like that?
He a sellout, bro. And people don't think, and it's so funny. And I hate to, and I don't remember what rapper I stole this from. I'm going to Google it, and I'll get back to y'all. But niggas be thinking that just because they sell out, that they didn't sell out. Like just because everybody likes you, don't mean you're not a sellout. Like, for what he represented to the culture, and I get it. People are allowed to evolve and to seek other things and to, you know, be about other, you know, other forms of media, other mediums and different, you know, expressions of art. I get that. I understand that. Nigga, if you can diversify your life, diversify it. But for somebody that you spent the good 7 to 8 years of your career telling me how much of a gangster you were, murder, beef, and all. Tell
he was
me how much
of a gangster you were. He was definitely in some shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not no made-up shit, but you can't sit there and tell me that this is what you were, and now you fucking doing Snoop and Martha's potluck, my nigga? You doing
yeah,
Girls Gone him. Wild?
He lost him with the Martha's
Girls Gone Wild?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. With a, and he still doing time for that, for, like, he had the Epstein Island before Epstein. At least we knew about his island before we knew about Epstein's island.
Right.
Okay. You can't that shit.
It's just hard for me to use the sellout term. But I understand why you say that. I'm in full agreement of why you say that. Full agreement on why you say that. I'm not just so sure I can. I don't know. Maybe it's just my fandom. You know how. You know what I'm saying? You know how it goes
yeah.
sometimes, nigga. It's my fandom. I'm
you
a
are
fan
struggling.
Of
You're struggling to come to grips with this.
I'm a fan of Snoop, man. Like I like
fun.
what he meant to the game at the time when he came out. You know what I mean? Like,
but you also like artists that you've given bad album reviews to too as well. So, I mean, it's kind of the same thing where, you know, like me, I've listened to some of you know, artists from the 90s that I listen to now, and I'm like, that's just whack. Like, dude, I don't want to hear that. You know what I'm saying? And then, because people just evolve. And his evolution has come to an end. And he needs to just go park it and roll some shit up.
You think so? You think it's over for him? Like, here,
I
like
do.
He needs to go home and sit down?
I don't think it's over. I just think that he's doing too much. I mean, there's a difference between, like, you know, being relevant and being, like, overboard.
Kevin Hart.
Right. Now, see, I would never give him that status. I would never give him that status. That's mean.
That is kind
that's
of rough.
Mean.
But even with that being said, but that comparison.
Oh, overexposure.
Quite frankly, that
okay.
comparison.
Yeah.
That comparison is not very far fetched though. Because he's just overexposed. It's too much going on. Take a rest.
So you mean like with the whole, you know, Gayle King shit, Funky Doghead, you know, his commenting on shit like that. I mean, but at the end of the day, you get a Hollywood star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, you juice into the system. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
We know at some level he has some kind of operative status with the higher ups. So that's you know
okay.
We get that part of it. We get that part of it.
So as a Snoop fan, I must ask you, as far as him all. I just find it a little difficult to listen to Snoop when he talks about certain artists, and you know, I'm allowed us to segue into, you know, us being able to expound on the whole Eminem thing. Snoop often gets a lot of credit for being a lyricist. I don't understand.
Yeah, I can agree on that. I can agree with
you. So, and a lot of people go to Snoop to talk about lyrics. And I get it. It was an ode to some old school shit. But you're not going to talk to me about any type of lyrics where one of your standout lyrics is "Bow Wow Wow, Yippee Yo, Yippee Yay, Snoop Dogg in the motherfucking house."
Take it easy, man. You know what that was about, man.
I understand, but if that's your, like, give me, and I ask different people, especially when I run across people who are from the West Coast, and, you know, you can't talk bad about Snoop to anybody west of the Mississippi.
Right.
You can't talk bad about him.
He's a
sad. So, when I do, I ask them, rock something from, give me, tell me, like, Jay-Z, Nas, for those who mix the, like, even if you don't know the bar for bar, you can give me a song. Like, give me a song right now. If these Martians finally decided to show the fuck up and they was like, look, point us in the right direction to where I can hear some music. I want to hear this hip-hop shit. You giving them Snoop?
Now,
you're not giving them
Snoop.
You
don't give him Snoop for the bars, but I think you would give him Snoop for the representation of West Coast. Cause they played a major part in the hip hop story. A major part in it. You know what I'm saying? From the beginning, even with just like niggas like Ice-T with the 6 in the morning joint. You know what I'm saying? Ice-T laid the blueprint for that hood storytelling shit, the day in the life shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you can't leave the West out. But I think the Chronic and Doggy Style would probably be like the pinnacle of West Coast hip hop. Not saying, you know what I'm saying? Not saying is the most impactful, because you're always going to consider N.W.A. and the impact of Tupac. But I'm talking about overall bodies of work. I think the crown jewels of hip-hop, 90s West Coast hip-hop, was the Chronic and Doggy Style. Those albums changed the landscape of what West Coast hip-hop was. If it already was like that, we didn't know this was the sound of it until they laid that, they put that out. So I definitely kudos to them for that, and that's why you can't leave them out. You gotta give that to the Martians, to the aliens. They come and land and say, I want the full picture of what real hip hop is. That's gonna have to be in the rotation. I'm sorry. Not for the bars.
But I'm not, oh no, definitely not for the bars.
Definitely not for the bars.
And that's why I kinda felt like he was out of pocket. Because I find it a little difficult to talk hip hop to someone, or to talk, you know, top fives and top tens to somebody who, when people go through their list, if it's not regionalized to strictly West Coast, that he's left out on a lot of top 10.
Not a list.
So I think when he gets the opportunity to ask, I definitely think those people that he feel like he's better than, whether he's right or not, those artists that he feel like he's better than, it's been typical Snoop fashion to kind of, you know, thumb his nose at him, or, you know, kind of, you know, just to really take his chance to really let him know how he feels about that particular artist or those particular artists, because he was very vocal about the mumble rap when the mumble rapper first came out. Snoop was very vocal about it. And it just seems like anything that kind of takes the attention away from Snoop Dogg, he has a problem with.
I mean, but then I don't know why, because I mean, the nigga, he's already stamped as, you know, part of the come up, you know what I'm saying, the hip hop. He's already stamped, so I don't know whether he's taking this shit so personal, but, you know, again, that's not my battle to fight. I don't know. Maybe there's the fatigue, but I just thought he just went a little bit. I really wasn't paying attention to a nigga like that. Anyway, if he came across my news feed, so be it. I see what he got to say. But outside of that, I just think that, you know, I don't know what he was doing with that wrestling shit, because that was a really bad showing.
Oh, he wow.
For that situation. Yeah, that was really bad. But yo, 9:45, we want to take another quick break. If you want to talk about this this Bitcoin shit, crypto stuff, man, like, everybody's a fucking day trader now, all of a sudden. And I wonder why they think that. So we'll dive into that a little bit when we come back, because Bitcoin did have a big week last week. But a lot of niggas is suffering.
Much today.
Yeah, because they probably thought it was going to go to 50,000 today, nigga. That shit dropped down to 32 in a heartbeat. By the time I got to the gym, that shit was down to 32,000, nigga. Not to say that was a bad loss, you know what I'm saying, for a lot of people, but depending on where you got it, if you got it right at 40, if you got right at 40, oh yeah, you was fucked up in the
gym. You
was fucked up today. Right. And we'll explain that for those that don't understand that on the way back. 9:46, take a quick break. We'll get some classic Clue shit. Jermaine Dupri and Jadakiss. Hating Your Blood. This was my shit when it came on the Clue tape. Be right back, y'all.
Oh, nigga.
What?
Y'all got hating your blood.
It's fucked up.
Y'all got hating your blood. It's
fucked up.
Y'all got hating your blood. Listen, I know y'all niggas want me. I hear y'all niggas plotting. I see y'all niggas looking, but I ain't stopping. I'm going. If something fast through the city with no top that reads 220 on the dash, I'm so hot.
So
in everybody's hood. What other niggas hoes? I'm throwing paper at them bitches. So, now every spot I hit, I'm hearing different shit about homies that want me, that were with me when I started this. It's fucked up, but I can't let these niggas blurry my vision on where I'm going and how I'm living, you know. I got a daughter now, young, age 3. If her daddy don't shine, then my shorty won't eat. Feel me? Do I floss? Yes. Sometimes I hit the block so damn hard, I start hating myself. It's bad, I feel your pain, dawg. But the only thing I'm about to change is the game, motherfucker.
Everybody hate dying, but most niggas die hating. While y'all run to the bank, I run to the brink. A real thug keeps the Tommy gun under the mink. I got a glass kitchen, you can see what's under my sink. And I do shit just to do it, too much money to think. But you can aim all you want, I'ma still be kissed. Dirty, a lot of paper, filthy rich. JD, the architect, he built these hits. Rough Rider, so deaf, feel the shit. And you can tell any one of your boys, you might find them in a hood near you and any one of your toys. Cause I know you got hate in your blood, still dumb hate in your mug, so cocksucker taking them blood.
You see your niggas pop quiz, they talk about stacking shit, you know what? You got hate in your blood.
Sick of seeing Bentley, and hearing niggas talk about sitting on dust.
You got hate in your blood.
If you sick of seeing all this sweat, and hearing all this shit, you know what?
You got hate in your blood.
Listen, I know you niggas want me, I hear you niggas pop, I see you niggas look, but I ain't stopping the storm.
Somebody tell me why, man. Somebody tell me why. Do niggas just hate the way they do, man? Let me explain something to y'all about me, man. Why y'all think I was the first rap nigga on MTV Cribs? Cause I'm a young, fly, flashy motherfucker.
It is 8:49 in the Midwest, 9:49 on the East Coast. Event Live from Mars, the name of the show. And I'm joined by my co-host, DNS NXT, holding it down in for the boroughs in New York. OVP holding it down in the U.S. capital right now.
No, he's a nigga Wakanda still. Yeah. He's harvesting vibranium in his backyard.
Word. Word. And I am Midwest Z, aka Omaha. We, by the way, that whole album was such a classic. Fucking cool, man. I wish you would have never stepped out of the game.
Game was changing, nigga. Yeah, he kind of had no choice.
Yeah, I mean, he knew when to bow down. He got his money.
But the nigga was on. He was on the Dumb Long. I don't know if he still is. He was on Power 105 for Dumb Long after that. You know what I'm saying? Doing like the Funk Flex type shows. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, he definitely did his work with the Rough Riders and all that. So,
People like him got like emeritus status though, bro. Like he probably sitting somewhere in Def Jam where he don't even really got a title for real. He just get a check. They just keep him on board, just to keep him close.
I believe that. I can definitely believe that. I could definitely believe that, because that's what they do. You know what I mean? If you don't see them active, they staying busy doing something, or they staying paid somehow, or one way or the other. One way or the other.
Oh, yeah.
Using that cachet for something.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Exactly.
But yeah, yo, we were talking about this right before the break. We got like 10 minutes left in the show. This Bitcoin shit popped off last week. This shit spiked up. The last major spike that it had was a couple years back when it became like a household name, when niggas became millionaires off of that shit in like 48 hours. And
right.
That was
it took a drastic turn from, I think it was like $50-something
to like 13,000, 18,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
In like 2 days.
Stupid,
something
crazy.
Stupid.
Right.
From 50 to 18,000 in like 2 days. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So
I know a dude that made $235,000 the first day.
That should officially put Bitcoin on the map. So ever since then, it's been rising. All right, now it was about what, like 2-3 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. I want to say.
Yeah.
I was still in Maryland when that. I was still in Maryland when that happened. So, now it's up to the likings of hit to the 40,000 mark. At the end of last week. And I see so many people on my timeline talking about, oh, snap, nigga, this Bitcoin money is proof. Meek Mill on there talking about, yo, we all got to learn crypto and yada, yada, yada. Tesla and Bitcoin about to be brazy next week. Brap. All this shit like that. And them shits lose steam like a motherfucker. This is what I'm saying. It's like, And I look at this shit from a different eye, a different set of lenses, because that's what I actually do. Because I actually day trade. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the markets. I'm in the Forex shit. I'm, you know, trading gold. I'm, you know, silver. I'm trading fucking Bitcoin right now, for real. I'm in a trade with Bitcoin and gold right now. Two separate trades with it. So, like, to understand what the mindset of being a trader is not just picking up a fucking Robinhood app or investing in your Cash App. And, you know, shout out to niggas that's doing that's getting a little bit of change on the side. But, you know, newsflash, you're not a day trader, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, y'all got put onto a good hunch. You know what I'm saying? Y'all caught the wave at the right time and y'all was able to, you know, see it exhaust. And that's what happens. When it's price exhaustion, it's going to peel back. Because they ain't going to be able to buy the shit at that point. So guess what's going to happen? It's going to lose its value. It's just a supply and demand. It's just common economics. But I don't know if y'all been seeing a lot of niggas out there trying to get niggas to do all this Forex what's the word I'm looking for?
Have.
The fucking the network marketing joint. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, It ain't nothing against them either. Like, them shits was, like, I heard Tradera was, like, the best shit since sliced bread when it came to Forex when they was rocking. You know what I mean? But they just went under. Them niggas just folded, like, overnight.
Did they?
Folded.
When did that happen?
Like, 2 weeks ago. Two, 3 weeks ago, Tradera folded.
Oh, wow.
They cease and desisted everything, and all this coveted information that they was teaching these niggas, game breaking, forex strategies and all that shit, they put that shit on YouTube for free now. They said that'll be our party gift to the trading community. Our tutorial videos are free for everybody, because niggas was paying $100 a month to get access to the videos for one, and then to get the signals. And that's what I'm saying, and that's the piece right there that I need to say, and then, you know, you guys can have your input on the whole situation about, you know, cryptocurrency and whatever. But just because you could take signals from a motherfucker, don't mean you a trader. That means you know how to take signals from a motherfucker. So let's be clear on that. And again, I ain't knocking nobody getting their money that way. That's how you get it how you live. But trading for your earn to keep is a whole nother ball game than just having a nigga on Telegram sending you signals for you to get in trades that could or couldn't work out, especially when you don't know what you're looking at. So, you know, that's my piece to that. I may even start doing, you know, fucking market breakdowns and shit on here. That's how in depth this shit is going right now. Fundamentals analysis. You know what I'm saying? Interest rates and shit like that. Financial policies and all that stuff like that. That's the shit that really matters when it comes to price action in the market. But I don't know, nigga. Like. Yeah. You had anything going on with that Bitcoin over the last week? You getting any cash off of that? Because I've been eating off of that shit all morning. When that shit was dropping this morning.
So, I made a little something. But, I mean, I don't even have a full third of a share. So, you know, you think about the fractions, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's like 16/132nd or whatever. It's stupid, but, yeah, you know, I'm just kind of letting it do its thing. I'm waiting for the day where it turns into, you know, buku. 80,000, 90,000 shares.
But see, but the thing about it is though, that thing about it though, it's like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm talking about totally separate. See, we ain't got time to do because we got a little, like about a minute left in the show anyway. But
right,
ladies and gentlemen, like, pay attention though. Cryptocurrency is going to be the future of some kind of financial market. So we encourage you to learn it, understand it, what it is, so it's not going to be totally foreign to you. And probably by next summer, I'm going to be holding courses on how to trade and how to become a consistent and successful trader. So be on the lookout for those. I haven't even started writing the curriculum yet, but it's about to be in motion, though. So bet that shit.
Hey. Real quick before we get off of here, because the national championship is on. Probably the first receiver off the board. You want to hear this first half fucking stats right now, my nigga? 12 catches, 215.
Damn.
3 touchdowns.
Damn.
Oh, God.
That's that Devontae dude?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He may go number one. Nah, he's not.
Got 35 in the first half.
Oh, forget about it. No sense in watching that shit.
They about to draw these
niggas. Yeah, and anyway,
nah,
we see y'all Wednesday, y'all. Y'all be easy out there.
Yeah.
Peace.
Yeah.
Heatmakers. Crack music.